10 Powerful Things the Holy Spirit Wants to Do for You, written by Brittany Rust, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's verse is John chapter 16, verse 7. But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you. The Holy Spirit is a beautiful and powerful part of who God is. We need him in our life as a conduit to become who God created us to be, and through his power we have aid in all situations. Without him, we are powerless. It's not enough to exist with the belief that the Father and the Son are first and the Holy Spirit is secondary. They are equal and work in harmony with each other. The uniqueness of the Holy Spirit is his presence within us. Jesus said, before he ascended to heaven, that the Holy Spirit would come and dwell within us as a believer. With that, he empowers us to live victoriously for the cause of Christ and the glory of the Father. Here are just 10 of the supernatural ways the Holy Spirit wants to empower you today. First, he is your helper. As my flesh fights for control, it's the Spirit that steps in and helps me to be who God created me to be. Second, he sanctifies you. The Holy Spirit wants to help you in this process of sanctification, to die to your old self and be all that God created you to be free from the entanglement of sin and live victoriously. Third, he makes you more like Christ. Our goal is Christ-likeness, and this takes place through the power of the Holy Spirit. While we focused on sanctification and the diminishment of sin in the previous point, this is rather a transformation into the image of Christ. Fourth, he helps you to do the Father's will. The Holy Spirit helps us tune into the voice of the Father and, in faith, do what we believe he is calling us to. Ask the Spirit to show you what the Father's will would be for you today, and ask him to empower you to carry it out. Fifth, he gifts you for ministry. The gifts that you receive will empower you for the calling God has placed on your life. Embrace what God has put inside of you and be his instrument for kingdom purpose. Sixth, he imparts love. We find love in our suffering. As we endure trials, God's love is poured out into us through the Spirit, and it's this empowerment that carries you and I through the hard seasons. When you are doubting his love in your difficulty, remember that the Spirit pours it into your heart. Seventh, he gives hope. Hope as God hopes. This is only possible in abundance through the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's hope that carries people through all trials and tribulations. Hope is fuel for the soul. Tap into this by his power and experience peace among your surroundings. Eighth, he teaches and gives insight. He empowers you with understanding and the ability to recall important verses that apply to your life. Ninth, he guides your prayers. Sometimes we don't have to have the right words. The Holy Spirit knows just what to say. Lean into him and allow him to express to the Father what needs to be said. 10th, he uses you for evangelism. Don't shy away from being an advocate for Christ. It's what you are called to do. Allow the Spirit to empower you for the kingdom purpose of making disciples.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time, by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.